The psalm this morning is Psalm 55, and I'd like to look at verses 16, 17, and 22. King James Version says, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." In verse 22, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." From the Message it reads, "I call to God, God will help me at dusk, dawn, and noon. I sigh deep sighs, he hears and he rescues." And verse 22, "Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load." Amen. "He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin." What does this teach me about God? It teaches me that he listens. My voice, to my voice, to Sherry's voice. Say that. He listens to, say, Sherry's voice. Say your name. He listens to Sherry's voice. Amen. He doesn't mind listening. How many people do you talk to that they really don't want to hear what you're saying, right? He wants us to talk to him about stuff. He's there for me all the time. I don't have to make an appointment with him. When I call a doctor these days, when I have a real need, I can see him in 3 or 4 weeks. Not God. He's right there, right now, right when I need him. He's willing to take time for me. He not only listens, but the psalm says he will save us. He really hears me. He hears. What does it mean for God to hear me? Different than your spouse, maybe, or your friend. Hear means hear intelligently, to consider, to diligently discern, to perceive and understand. And then after he's listened to you, he sustains you. He keeps us. He maintains me. He feeds me. He guides me. He nourishes me. He makes provision for me. Wow, I love it. All those things he does for me. And he will not let me be shaken. He won't let me fall. He won't let me slip. He won't let me decay. He won't let me be moved. I love it. I love. Who else can do all those things for you? God and God alone. Now, what do these words in this psalm teach me about me? Do I have a responsibility in this? Yes, I do. He says, I am to call out, not just keep my distresses to myself. Even if I can't express it eloquently, I can just murmur it out, the Bible says. I can just... I can just murmur. I can just try to express myself because he says he will listen even if we howl at him, even if we wail or yearn. It means to be noisy, even with groans or mumblings. Just get it off of my shoulders. Amen. I'm to cast my burden on him. To cast means to fling it, to throw it away, to hurl it away from me. I love it when we look into the meanings of these Hebrew words because they say so much more than just those 5 or 6 or 8 letters. Amen. The things that I have to do are so little, and he does great, big, huge things for me. Amen. He does huge things for me. Don't you just have to love him, huh? I do. I love him. I love my God. I love how he takes care of me. I love how he's made himself approachable. I can approach him with boldness. I can approach him with tears. I can approach him when I'm in a frenzy. He's there for me, and he's there for each of you. What a beautiful song. David was in terrible distress when he wrote this song. I mean, he was just a mess. Yet these are the words, because the trust that he had in God was in his heart, and they came forth in the midst of distress. So also, you trust God a lot more than you think you do. So when you are in some kind of a trial, start crying out to him and you'll see you trust him a lot more than you even thought you did. Let's stand and let's say this from the King James Message. The King James Message Bible. No, we're doing it from King James. As for me, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Great and mighty is he. Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
I do with all my heart. Let's